How do you do the Todd impression?
Are you fucking dumb?
Sorry.
Are you fucking dumb?
Don't crawl up my dick hole before I even start this thing.
All right, welcome back
to the Todd and Pod podcast, even though this is the first episode. I'm going to kick it off to my co-hosts.
Me, Todd, thinks that the other Todds need a topic to kind of focus the conversation.
Now, I've been wondering, why is it that my son has a bigger cock than me? That ain't how genetics is supposed to work.
He pleases my Montana better than I ever could.
And I please her pretty good. I know her spots. I know she likes the right nipple touch more than the left one.
Her areolas are bigger than the rings of Saturn.
Whenever I have sex with her, I just imagine I'm Barry Bonds hitting a home run.
And when I come deep inside her, I think, why not, God? Why not give me another child? I ain't got nothing to lose.
Guys, we forgot to introduce the fourth member, our roommate, Killian.
I have no threshold of responsibility here whatsoever.
Killian's got Constantine trying to get platinum trophies on PlayStation.
Don't bring my personal shit into this.
How about you learn about the value of a dollar?
The only platinum I care about is a platinum blonde stud who's gonna fuck me up the butt. Anyway, Todd, I got a topic for us all. What was the first time you killed a woman?
This is such a fucking waste of time.
Killian, what do you think of the Super Bowl?
Hold on. We're talking about fucking killing people. I got a story to tell. You can't be choosing on topics now.
All right.
So here I am standing in what looks like a 7-Eleven gas station with my nunchucks, and this big motherfucker comes walking up with big old cleats like fucking Bozo the Clown or Sora from Kingdom Hearts.
What the fuck is a Kingdom Heart?
I ain't getting into that now, but I'll explain it later if you're really interested. So he goes, hey, big boy, do a backflip. And I said, no thanks, I just had a big gulp. So I take my nunchucks and I shove them right up his rectum and take him right out of his state of misery. And I go, hey, that's the first time I've ever assaulted or killed a man.
I've watched my daddy kill 3 people. It doesn't get easier.
All right, to be fair, my family's fucking terrible. And I need an escape. So I pretend to be a little boy trapped in a toy chest killing things because I can't kill my own stupid fucking kids.
And I'll be real with you right now. If God offered me a bag of Cheetos or my family, I'd pick the bag of Cheetos and eat that shit all day, even if it wasn't flaming hot.
If God told me to kill my children, I wouldn't even question if it was the devil. Those fuckers be dead like that.
You know, one time I saw Chuck Berry back in 1979, and he did that duck walk, and I thought, wow, Chuck Berry, you did a duck walk. That's all I got.
You ever see that video of Chuck Berry getting pissed on by a prostitute? That's his fetish.
Dad, why do you keep mentioning the Chuck Berry video? This is the third time at dinner you brought up the Chuck Berry.
There's nothing like seeing a strong man piss on a woman.
I thought you said the woman was pissing on her, Dad.
I like that yellow stream, like the motherfucker's pouring the lemonade from McDonald's.
My dad sometimes paints his dreams, and it's just all of us dying in a fire while he laughs.
I want to talk about a simple thing I did in my life when I collected Got Milk poster ads and pasted them all over the floors and walls of my room and just kind of stared at them in the milk mustaches they all had. Anyways, y'all can go now.
Let's get back on track.
My dad,
there is no track! You're talking about a track! There's nothing!
Alright, full disclosure, it is 11:30 p.m. and we have children
below. It's 11:50!
I used to be afraid of death, but after recording this podcast, I think I deserve it. One Todd just vomited in the sink, and the other Todd just fucking farted.
Did you actually vomit?
Did you vomit? What the fuck was that?
It was a spit take, you dickheads.
Alright, real quick, this is what Chewbacca sounds like when you touch his pussy.
Little trick, kids. If at first violence doesn't work, a sexual favor goes a long way.
Clitoris.
What's our outro?
I want to thank y'all for coming to the 3 P's in a Todd podcast. I know this specific episode we were holding you back by your goddamn earlobes, but look, that's just how we do it, okay? So we want to thank you, and we want to say 1, 2, 3, good night.
1, 2, 3, good night.